Think Google Earth on speed, using satellite imagery, algorithms, and computer software to process imagery to be able to pull things out of landscapes that we can't see with our naked eye. And this has allowed us to find potential pyramids and tombs and new settlements and many other features all around the world.
So this is something that would not have been possible a short time ago, correct?
Even 20 years ago, the field was still nascent, and it's really only been in the last 10 to 15 years with the development of very high-resolution satellites.
How does what you do actually work? What's happening?
Right. So I'll define an area, purchase satellite imagery, get it, process it. In archaeology, we go from known to the unknown. So we'll look at maps, we'll look at the site, we'll look at what's known there, and then we'll start processing the imagery. You know, and every site's different. Is it a temple? Is it a settlement? Is it a wall? Is it a road? Whatever features might be there, we compare them to known examples. But that's only step one. We then have to go into the field. You can't ever just do this work remotely without doing survey and on-the-ground excavation. It's called ground truthing. You're literally checking out if what is buried in the ground matches what you've seen from space.
You mentioned during the press conference some of your friends, some of your colleagues have actually lost their lives. Is this defending sites from looters? Or tell us a little bit more about that.
Sure. So the chief archaeologist of Palmyra, Khaled Assad, he decided to stay on at the site even when ISIL was approaching and his family and friends said, you've got to go. This is not going to be good. But he said, this is my life. This is where I've been working for over 50 years. Why would I leave Palmyra? And he died protecting the site. So many of my friends and colleagues are risking their lives in Syria, Iraq, especially with ISIL, but in Egypt too. I've had friends that have almost lost their lives protecting sites. They've had to protect temples and other sites from looters, and they've undergone gunfire. So this is very, very serious.
Does that motivate you?
You know, I think... you know, especially with the TED Prize or any kind of press that people like me get, you know, I am but one of many doing this work. And, you know, the people who are in the field doing this every day, I call them the real culture heroes.
How did you come up with the idea to study archaeological sites from space?
So there are other people doing it. You know, certainly I'm not the first one. But the reason I took my first remote sensing class as an undergraduate is because of my grandfather. He was a forestry professor at the University of Maine and one of the pioneers of using aerial photography in forestry.
Do you have any encouragement or advice for young people who are interested in scientific fields like yours or any others?
Yeah, I'm a big supporter of kids doing science and STEM, you know, especially young girls. And I don't think there are enough examples of women doing this type of science, you know, on TV. And, you know, it's hard. It's hard being a female scientist. You know, we don't have good support, you know, good parental paid leave. We do at UAB, but in general, it's just really tough. So I think the more people like me can be examples to young women and girls and show them that it's possible, we're always breaking glass ceilings for the next generation. Hopefully it will be a little bit easier for them. But also, you know, I hope to show as an example that if you're passionate about something and you stay focused on that passion, then you really can be whatever you want to be when you grow up.
Thank you. And I have to ask you one kind of silly question. People call you the Indiana Jones of satellite archaeology. How do you feel about that?
You know, on the one hand, you know, Indiana Jones is clearly a fictional character. On the other hand, my Twitter name is Indy from Space, and I can quote movies 1 and 3 from memory. You know, those movies came out when I was 5, 6 years old. I've seen them all countless times. I would say every archaeologist in my generation was inspired in part because of those movies. Yes, they're fictional, but it's fun. It was a way to get people engaged. You know, anytime that we can celebrate archaeology publicly, even if it's a little bit silly and Hollywoodish, at the end of the day, who cares? Archaeology is a hard field, and we need to get the world more interested. And if Hollywood can help, then by all means, if people want to call me Indiana Jones, I say that I'm more sights, less stubble.